Okay, so the project outline's all done, and we just need to grab a few more books from here. And why don't you go speak to the librarian, and I'll make a copy of this so you can take it back with you. Cool. We make a good team. Okay, see you back in a second, okay? Right, there's your copy. And did you get. Oh, okay. I'll come back and pick him up tomorrow if you like. And I'll drop one off to your door. Cool. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Why? Oh, you know, I broke up with the guy I was seeing, and no, not kind of upset in that he's gone, upset in that I didn't realize he was a big old douchebag. Until now. And I'm just feeling like a bit of a fool for not listening to my friends and dating him anyway. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just feeling a bit off. Anyway, I shouldn't be dropping this on you. It's. I would. Yeah, I'd love to grab a cup of tea. Okay. Yeah, I'll just grab my stuff and I'll be right behind you. Thank you very much. No, we were only seeing each other for a couple of months, and it was okay at the beginning, and he was quite sweet. And then I started to get stood up, and he wouldn't return my calls. You know, and I'm not a high maintenance girl. I don't, you know, have to have contact every 2 minutes, but I would have liked to have at least had a quick call to say goodnight when I hadn't seen him during the day. And, you know, maybe to learn that when I texted him first thing in the morning that he was thinking about me too, and you know, he would text me back, and you know, it would be late afternoon, and then he'd cancel plans, and so I was just upset, really, I guess. Yeah. Oh, I've really enjoyed being on this project with you too, and yeah, I've seen you around obviously, but I've never spoken to you before, and just yeah, it's been really nice. I've enjoyed it too. Thank you. Thank you. We do have lots more work to do. But that's okay. No, my college tutor is the one with the red hair. I can't remember. That's it. That's the one. Yes, she's my college tutor. Yeah. No, I'll be going back to my grandparents for the summer holidays, and then I'll be back again. I'll be back early. Probably I'm always back early to spend some time in the library. I'm a girl. He loves the library, and I love the books. And why are you looking at me like that? My eyes light up when I talk about books. Yeah, it's my favorite thing. Wait, you've been to the Bodleian Library? Oh my goodness, I would love. You'll take me? Wow, thank you. Yes, I would love to. Thanks. No, the cookie was lovely. Thank you. Yes, more tea. I'd love more tea. Mainly because I'd like to stay here with you a little bit longer, if that's okay. I'm sorry, if you're busy, you should go. I know our time on the project has come, like for today, has come to an end, and I don't want to disturb your afternoon. Thank you. You're easy to talk to. Oh, hi. Thanks for the tea. I do make very good tea. No, No, I have no plans for the rest of the week apart from our. Yeah. I've got a couple of lectures and then it's quite quiet, so I'll be in the library. Yeah, you can join me anytime if you like. You want to be my study buddy? Yeah, that'd be lovely. I'd like that. Thanks. Nothing. Nothing. I'm fine. I'm fine. To tell you the truth, no, I'm not really thinking about him. Look, can we just don't worry about it. It's fine. I know my reaction was a little bit off. I'm gonna have to tell you, aren't I? When you said study buddy, all I could think about is asking you to kiss me. What? But you just want to be study buddies. I don't. Will you please kiss me? You did it. You kissed me. Nope, never washing these lips. You either. I didn't think you were interested. You'd not shown any, and you said study buddies. I thought you do. You want to kiss me again? I'd love you to kiss me again. Yeah. What's my favorite thing to read? Oh, I guess anything. Vampires, werewolves, a little bit of horror. It's normally my favorite. I'm not averse to a little bit of romance, but mostly within my contained horror, urban fantasy, that kind of stuff. Yourself? I'm sorry, say that again. No, I heard you. I can't believe you said that. Your favorite book is Dorian Gray. So is mine. Yes, so is mine. I can't. Oh my goodness. Fate. There is no fate but what we make. Yes, Terminator. Oh, Sarah Connor. Yes. Was it Linda Hamilton? Very good film. They won't? They have it on at the cinema. Really? Saturday afternoon? I would love to. Yes. Will there be? Will you kiss me again? No. I didn't mean now, but now's good. I meant Saturday afternoon. Oh, you'll be kissing me before then, in the library. Well, I won't let it get in the way of our project. I know I'm demanding. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Oh, hello. Hi. Yeah, I No, just getting to know you these past few weeks, and I think it was you that made me realize that if you as a friend treated me so lovely, but my boyfriend didn't, then there was something genuinely wrong. Yeah, no, I don't feel bad about it. I just feel like I've been an idiot more than anything else. There was no real emotional tie. Yeah. I would love to be your girl. It's so sweet. It's like primary school when you pass a little note and say, "Will you be my boyfriend?" Would you like me to write it down for you? Can I be? Okay. No. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've got no lectures or anything. No, I haven't had lunch because you're a slave driver and you had me project managing, that's why. I'd love to go to lunch. Why not here? Because you're. Oh, okay. We'll go out into the garden. Okay. Yeah. Can we have the lunch menus, please? We're just going to move out there. Is that okay? Thank you so much for wanting to be with me and for making things so much nicer today and making me smile. You're welcome for me asking you to kiss me.